down to right, and I'm setting this up for Miss Daisy's visit this Thursday morning, the 28th of October 71. Channel 2 right, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy's visit this Thursday morning, the 28th of October 71. Channel 2 right, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 28th of October 71. Channel 2 right, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy's visit this Thursday morning, the 28th of October 71. Miss Daisy's visit, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 28th of October, 71. I'm setting the channel 2 right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 28th of September, 71. Channel 2 right, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 28th of September, 71. Channel 2 right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 28th of September, 71.
I would have brought you a bottle right back.
Didn't think about it.
Where's our mind today, Miss Daisy?
I don't know. I said the other day, I said, when Miss Miles go to the store, I'm going to watch for her and send by her and get me a bottle. I ain't thought of it no more.
Well, what? I think we've got to do something with my memory and yours, too.
Well, I wish there could be something done with mine.
Because
it's so lost.
Sometimes I get up to go in a room to get something, and I don't remember where I went.
Well, I didn't know nobody was in that shape but me. I can start out of one room into the oven, going in there to get something. When I get in there, I forgot where it was. Well, I have to stand there, think about what it was. I'll go get it.
Well, Miss Daisy doesn't do me any good to stand and think about it. I have to go back where I came from and go retrace my steps. And most time it's not important. Now if you had a... Now what was it? Anything that's iron, that's rusty, you can clean.
It takes time, but you can clean.
You put,
Anybody home?
Yes, sir.
You notice we got something in that stove this morning.
Feels good.
What's that?
Got a little fire, as Miss Bessie called it.
You got a fire? I don't think, I don't know where Bessie got a fire this morning. No. I ain't looked over there so soon. Then she went off early. But if she didn't have any fire, she'll have one when she come back.
You mean she done gone off?
Oh, long time ago. You see, James cared at the time to pick up her stamps and her groceries. She won't go till the last of the month.
Oh, she waits till the tail end?
Yeah, and then she go.
Hey, you go first.
I went last Thursday.
Yeah. Y'all couldn't go together.
I think this about all of us on this end. I think we ought to go together. And you see that saves James old trip.
Sure.
Just to go to take one night, one another time. Well, that same guest could go for me and Bessie both. But she don't want to go then.
She went to church last Sunday. Mm-hmm. Her and who she go with?
James.
To church last Sunday.
Mm-hmm. He takes me and her and Hillary Mitchell and somebody else he cares.
Yeah.
Now, I went last Thursday, just me and him, mm-hmm. with nobody else ready. Well, I was ready. I like to get it all. When I was up there, she told me I could come any time after the 15th. So when the 15th go, then I'm ready.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been gone, and you went October the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
You went last Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Well, that about a week after the 15th. Well, now, is that much trouble up there, Miss Daisy?
Sometime. They'd be there just like that.
As thick as sticks.
And alive, just like that. But last Thursday, it wasn't many there. They hadn't got there or something.
Yeah.
But we went there. We was the first one. First time it ever happened.
Oh, yeah.
But we was the first one. So it don't take long. And it takes so long, that's why you have to wait so long.
Yeah.
But we didn't have to wait, so. And I was glad he was back home early.
And then you went to the grocery?
Well, I get my stamp, and then I go to get my groceries up there. I go to the grocery store. Get my stamps and the grocery all at the same time.
Oh, that Sammy's grocery?
That Penny grocery.
You don't go to Sammy's?
Sammy? I don't know him.
Samuel?
Oh, my Sammy? Oh, boy, he's here.
Well, ain't that a good grocery?
No, I don't go. He don't carry me. He ain't carry me that time.
But you never go where he works.
No.
That's a Winn-Dixie.
No.
Uh-huh.
I went by there last Thursday. James had to go by there, but I didn't go in.
Well, which one do you go to?
I don't know which one is. It's a big store way up on this way from where you get your stamps.
Way on up there.
Mm-hmm.
James knows about it.
Oh, he knows everything. He knows all the stores and countries around up there.
Yeah.
If you want to go, tell him where you want to go. He'll take you there.
How about that? Well, now that's it, Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. James does know just everything, don't he?
I don't know what it is he don't know.
I don't either.
I tell him, if you feel like riding, get James to carry. He tell you want to go and tell you where he want to go.
So you go extra places.
That's right.
Well, now that's it. If you went riding with James, you'd really see things.
That's right.
What about
that?
He's
right, till he get ready to bring you home.
What about that thing?
Of course, he going to tend to his business, too.
Yeah. Well, now, he have his own business Thursday when you all went?
No, he didn't have no business Thursday. No, when he had to go to Winn-Dixie's to care of Samuel some money down there. So I rode on down to Winn-Dixie's and I just sit in the car till he got through.
You didn't go in?
No, I didn't go in.
You go in and look at the bargains.
Well, I could, but if you can't do nothing about anything, don't bother with it.
You know, those
looks don't help you much.
All those bargains, Miss Daisy, you can't go in and get a bargain can of peanut butter less than you get $5 worth or something.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, you can buy a can of coffee for 59 cents.
Uh-huh.
It was a dollar if you buy $7 worth of groceries.
Oh.
Something like that.
Oh, it's going up to $7 now. Oh, my. Well, things are different down at your house now.
Oh, yeah. Lots of different.
No wash pot.
Huh?
No wash pot.
No wash pot.
First time in your life you ever been without.
Been without a wash pot.
Yeah.
As long as I've been here, washing, and you've been without a wash pot.
Yeah. And you're afraid to get another?
I would.
Would you be afraid to get another one?
Afraid to get another wash pot?
Mm-hmm.
I'd try. If I could find one, I was able to buy. But the thing is so high,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to wash. I ain't washed none yet.
You mean,
got to wash, though.
And you're afraid to get another wash pot? It might not last.
This long. They may get hit before all these years.
Yes. You might not get to put out a wash, many washes in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said the other day, I said, it looks like I'm going to have to use a washing machine. So, well, Dar, she wants me to wash down there. She don't want me to wash at home. I don't want to wash there. Wash it my house.
If they don't go around, they don't go around picking up. they don't go around picking up washing machines.
No. And everybody uses them.
Yes, and a lot of them are sitting out.
That's right. But they don't bother.
They
haven't yet.
They haven't yet. You know, that day after you was up here, I called down to Mr. John Palmer's.
Mm-hmm.
And he said no, he couldn't buy them.
Mm-hmm.
He said they were so far off that the freight would be so high he couldn't sell them.
Mm-hmm.
And he said they'd been missing them down at Reddick and all around.
Oh, yeah.
So you see what's happening.
That's right. The wash pot thirsty.
Yeah.
that I was talking to a man about mine, and he said this. He said, Daisy, say, whoever got your car, it was somebody that knows around your place.
Yeah.
Said they've been around here and they see what things is.
Oh,
he
yeah.
said, but they not gonna keep it. He said
no.
they didn't get it for theyself.
No.
He said they's gonna sell it.
Yeah.
He said, Daisy, you'd be surprised the money they'd get out of that part.
Yeah.
He said, you see, that's antique in his heart.
Yeah.
You don't see them much more.
Yeah.
Than I said, well, he said, and you, Nina, think about it coming back.
No.
He said, it ain't coming back.
No. Say, we went by the one of those antique places. Say, stopped there and looked at it, went in, and they had a whole lot of wash pots. Some of them was cracked.
Yeah.
Well, if you're just going to put it out in the yard, just for appearances, it don't matter if it's cracked or not, does it? But she noticed the shapes. Some of them had a big mouth, and some of them sort of come up and had a little mouth.
Oh, yeah.
But you want a big mouth.
Yeah, I want a big one.
Well, you can get your clothes in and out.
That's right. Nate, I got two. Oh, they're not as cracked. I can't use them.
Yeah.
I wish they'd have got them and patched them. They could have had both of them.
Yeah.
Of course, they wanted one was ready.
Yeah. Now, there's nothing you can do to the crack?
James
no, doesn't
know about that. No, I don't know. Somebody might could stop it, but I don't know who could stop it. They've been cracked for years.
There's a girl.
Somebody's taking down
the
house, but he's not
going to
leave. He's going
to
be here. I mean, he's
going to
just go out to see Molly.
Faye said some of them was rusty.
Well, you see, the rust don't mind too much if the pot's good. You see, I could clean the rust off.
How do you keep your pot from rusting?
My pot, for the washing,
mm-hmm.
It didn't never rust.
Never did rust.
Because I used it every week, you see.
Yeah.
And kept it clean. It didn't rust.
Yeah. It's got to set there right smart. How about them you don't use?
Oh, they are rusty. But
yeah.
I wouldn't fool about trying to get the rust out of them because I can't use them.
Yeah. Well, if you could swap one of them cracked ones.
I couldn't swap them. They wouldn't want it broke.
Are they just going to put them out there to look at them?
Is that one on the side of the house cracked too? It does.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean the side. I mean at the back. Is that cracked?
Yeah. Both of them cracked.
Both of them cracked.
Oh, halfway down from the top almost to the bottom.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll ask this man that's got the welding machine if he can weld them together.
Well, I appreciate that if he could.
That'd be nice if he could weld them, wouldn't it?
That's right. I believe it'd be cheaper than trying to buy one.
Well, yes, and you already got it, you know, and it's satisfactory. But how you going to... The thing of it is, Miss Daisy, you set it out there where you had the other one.
Yes, I set it. I have to set it back there.
then next time you go to use it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Won't be there.
Well, I reckon they got all they wanted. If I get one of these fixed, they'll soon know where it is that month.
Yeah.
But I use it till they get it.
You can't lock it up.
No, sir. Ain't got no way of locking it up.
You can't take it in the house with you?
No, I don't want it in my house. There's nowhere in the house to put a wash pot. The house ain't big enough.
Well, you couldn't get it in there anyhow.
No.
You can't lift one of them old things, can you?
I have to get somebody here. I used to lift them and carry where I wanted.
You did?
Yes,
well, now that's what you're going to have to do.
But now, I'd have to get somebody to help me.
Yeah.
And you can't get no help for nothing.
Well, you got a lot of free labor down there hanging around.
Well, I bet there ain't nobody down there.
Yeah.
There ain't been nobody there in a while.
Yeah.
This morning.
Just, they've all cleared out.
All gone. Going somewhere. I don't know where they're going. Work, I reckon, but I don't think Samuel working today. Because he's been in and out there all the morning.
Yeah.
He just hadn't been long left there when we left.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you one thing, that Samuel has got a noisemaker.
Oh, Lord. I don't know. Well, he'll wake up anybody. In the morning when he's going out, sometime I'll be sleeping, that thing wake me up and I wonders where I'm at.
Yes.
I have to think about what that is.
Yes,
sir.
That'd wake up anybody.
You know, sometimes he goes early in the morning.
Yeah.
Sometimes he go at night. Sometimes he go about 11:30 in the day.
Yeah.
So I don't know when he going today. I know he wasn't gone.
But you can hear that thing. You can hear him crank it up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear him speed it up, warming it up. And then you can hear him light out on it.
Uh-huh.
And you can hear it all the way up to the corner.
Way up yonder somewhere.
And then he turns the corner and you can hear him way on over there to the hardtop. And you can hear him way...
I wouldn't want to ride nothing make that much fuss. I don't like so much fuss.
Miss Bessie said it don't make any more noise than his old automobile made.
Well, maybe it don't. But one thing I do know, it sure makes enough.
But his automobile never woke me up.
Mm-mm. Me neither. It never did wake me up.
Well, you have to think about Samuel, I guess. I guess this is cheaper to run than the other one, than a car.
I don't know.
He can go to town on a lot less.
Yes, sir.
I don't How'd you say you cleaned that iron?
Cleaned the roof off?
Uh-huh.
Pour kerosene on it and light it. Let that kerosene burn. And burn all that rust off. And then I'll get soap and wash it good and clean it and get some clean grease. Lord, Crisco, any kind of clean grease. But you wouldn't want to put no salty grease on it. Just
no salty grease?
No. No used grease. You know. Something clean. And grease it and let it sit there for her. Then wash it again. You can use it.
I didn't know that.
Now
but you ain't never had to wash and fool around like that.
Well, I've had some iron things that were rusty, and I didn't know how to clean them,
mm-hmm.
like a skillet.
Mm-hmm. And the best way I know to clean anything like that, burn it.
Yeah.
That's the way I clean my skillet. I get me some good wood, make me a fire those. Now, since I don't have a chimney, and put them on that fire. Burn it off.
Put kerosene in it.
If I'm going to make a fire, I don't put no kerosene in it. I just put them up in the skillets and things like that. I just put them up on the fire.
Oh, and just burn them.
Burn. All that stuff will come off and look like new.
Miss Daisy, what did the preacher say about that wash pot?
Well, he didn't say nothing, but just said it was bad. Said he hated it. Well, you see, they don't have to have no wash pot either. I don't know where they know what it is. They wash. They got a washing machine. They got electric stove, electric heaters, and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, they have.
Yes.
They don't live like poor folks.
Mm-mm. You see, I don't want all that stuff. I don't want no electric heater. I don't want no washing machine. I might have to use one, though, sometime. But that's when I get it.
Yeah.
And I can't make no other arrangements.
I don't want all that stuff either.
Now, Bessie, she got her circulator heater, I think. You seen it?
No.
Ooh, it's a great big thing. And she's had it now about 2 weeks, but she ain't got it up yet.
Yeah.
She gonna close up her fireplace, so they tell me gonna put the heater in the fireplace.
Yeah.
Soon as she can get somebody to do it for.
Yeah.
But I bet you anything she wished her, many a time, she'd have left that fireplace open.
Yeah.
Cause it is a second-hand heater.
Sure.
It's not a new one. And I wonder why the one she got it from didn't want it. I don't know why. I don't know if he had two, or I don't know how come she got it.
Yeah.
But she got it.
Who she get that from?
Clark.
Over at his house?
Uh-huh. She seen it there somewhere, sometime or another. She wanted it.
Yeah.
So he let her have it. She first told me she got it from Clyde. And then he told me she wanted the heathen, but she didn't have the money. So he said, he told her, says, send Isaiah over there and get the heater whenever you get ready. Pay me when you get the money.
Yeah.
So the heater's there. So I asked her, well, you ain't got your heater up yet? She said, no, buddy gonna put it up for me. Well, you see, she'd have thought about that long time ago, 2 weeks ago. By now, Buddy might have had it up.
Yeah.
But she was waiting on Raya Gill to come set it for either Raya or Lloyd. Well, ain't that one of them come? So now, she told me the other day, Buddy was going to do it. Well, who knows when? He don't know when he got to do it. Nobody else knows. Well, you see, the chimney's already ready. She had the nicest fine daddy of them all.
Yeah.
I bet she going to wish she had kept that chimney open.
Well,
you know, them heaters, they don't work all the time.
No, they don't.
No.
Sometimes. And they do cost money, Miss Daisy. Oh, they burn that kerosene.
So they burn the kerosene.
Oh, they do burn it fast.
That's what James said. He said, she called herself getting the heater to keep from buying wool. He said, but that heater will cost her more than the wood would.
Yeah.
Well, you see, he sells wood $8 a load. Well, a load like Bessie have fire, she keep it in that heater like that.
Yeah.
It's going to run up into her money.
Oh, isn't it, though? Mm.
Yes.
I told her.
How did she propose to close up the fireplace, Miss Daisy?
I think she said that she's going to have them to put a piece of tin up there.
Yeah.
And put a hole in the tin and run the piping through that tin.
Yeah.
And let the smoke go out the chimney.
Yeah.
I think that's what she said.
Well, that means she's got two chimneys, because
she's already got three chimneys, ain't she?
Well, we put up that little tin one over there by the dining room table.
Yeah.
So she got a lot of chimneys.
Well, I'll go on with my heater. It's good enough for me.
How come you don't have a fireplace?
Well, Ben said he didn't want a fireplace. He didn't want no holes in his house. I wanted a chimney, but he didn't want a chimney.
Well
he had to have a flue for the heater to go in. Of course, it ain't in the house, it's outside. I'd heap rather had a fireplace.
Maybe he didn't want to pay for a fireplace.
Well, if you get anything, you pay for it. And I don't mind paying for what I want.
Yeah.
And then I had a fireplace so long.
Yeah.
I just had a fireplace all my life.
Yeah.
I raised with a chimney. been lucky to have one.
Yeah.
All my life.
Until you moved till over.
Till I moved over.
And now Miss Beth has got one, and she's going to close it
and
up.
And she don't want it.
She don't want it. Wonder who could put up a little fireplace over there. It oughtn't to be too much trouble, ought it?
I wouldn't think so.
It shouldn't be too much trouble. A fella could go around here. Do you have to have brick for a fireplace?
Yes.
Well, you go around these old fields where the old fireplaces were, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all them old scrap bricks there. They're as good as ever were, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. It looked to me like they would work.
Yeah. Would you have to have somebody like Ryer to put it up?
I reckon Ryer could do that. I don't know.
He could do it all right.
I don't know. I think, seemed to me like Bessie told me Mr. Gill fixed her fireplace.
Yeah.
It was already there, but the bricks was falling out of or something of it, but anyway, he fixed it.
Remade it.
Mm-hmm.
He's fixed it several times.
That's right. But Mr. Gill don't get around much anymore.
Every time I see him over there, he's pushing a lawnmower or working in the garden.
Or a plow or a hoe.
Yeah.
Well, he say he can't walk much. But he can do lots of work with a hoe.
He likes a hoe.
That's what he said.
Well, you know a hoe, Miss Daisy. You can do a lot of things with a hoe.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Besides cut weeds and hoe cotton.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things you can do with a hoe. I wouldn't want to have to live without one, would you?
No, sir. But I don't have one now. I'm trying to get me one. Them children broke up everything there. And I come here. I had two holes, two rakes, axe. Now you don't know if it's a hammer. I had a hammer. They done throwed away every hammer, every axe, every hole on that place is broke up and they won't buy now. So I borrowed me a hole to clean out my yard, son. So if I got a hoe of my own, a hoe long as one, I'll stop and rest. But if I got a borrowed hoe, I've got to use it all I can.
You mean you had to borrow a hoe?
Sure, I had to borrow a hoe. Ain't had nothing to buy it with. So I borrowed it.
Well, I see. That hole Miss Daisy's been using down there, the one she borrowed.
Golly, Miss Daisy, I didn't know you ever were without a hole.
Well, I am. I ain't got no hole. I borrowed a hole to hold. I borrowed that hole last week.
Up there where you were?
Mm-hmm. So, I use it in the daytime. When I knock off with it, I carry it in the house. It stay in the house at night. Cause I don't want nobody to get it.
Well, now, up there where you work, see, they take care of that stuff.
Oh, yes. I didn't get the hoe from there. I borrowed a hoe from Jake Brown. That's where I borrowed the hoe from.
But he lives down that Boardman.
Mm-hmm. But you see, he farms up here.
Oh.
He plants sweet potatoes, peas, okra, and I think he had a few tomatoes this summer.
How did you catch him?
Catch Jake? Well, he comes over here sometimes. So one of these times he's over here, I asked him, could he loan me a hoe? And he said, yes, I'll bring you one. Monday or Tuesday. So he brought it Tuesday. That's been over a week ago. I don't know when he gonna come back and ask for it, but if he do, I done cut some grass.
Gee whiz. And ain't any tools at all over there now.
Mm-mm. Ain't nothing over there to work with.
Them children
has tore up everything was there, and the mammy and dad won't buy no more. And I told Biff, I said, I ain't gonna buy none neither. I said, I had my things to use. And then I tore up. There ain't a hammer over there but to Biff's house. I had two hammers. And they come by, Grandma loaned me a hammer. I'll bring it back. I said, y'all don't bring nothing back. Let them have that. I got that Samuel the other day. I said, Samuel, you didn't bring my hammer back. I said, wasn't you the last one got the last hammer from there? He said, I think so, Grandma. I said, what did you do with it? I don't know.
Did they get your hoe?
They broke the handles out on the hoe.
What would they want with a hoe? They never use a hoe, I didn't think, Miss Daisy.
They don't use them much. But they use them. That when they use them, they don't take no pains with them. They don't take no care. They ain't an axe. Oh. Hole. You can't see no sign of an axe and a hammer over there.
Well, let me tell you, Miss. Now you just sit here. I had two pitchforks for the hay. These boys come out here and start pitching hay, and the first thing, both of them are broke. They just break them right in the middle. You don't have to break a pitchfork loading hay. You
don't have to break a hoe. When I come over here, I brought pitchforks, shovels, rakes, leaf rakes, and yard rakes. I ain't nothing.
Yeah.
And they don't care. They don't care. These young folks ain't worth a dime riding or walking.
Yeah.
They ain't fitting for nothing but to tear up everything they can get a hold of.
They got to put all that money they have in them old broken down cars, Miss Daisy.
Yes, right. They won't buy no tools to work with. But they sure have to buy pieces and gas and tools and fuss one thing or another for them old cars.
Well,
they eat up everything to me.
Yeah.
They do?
Why? I just wonder where they get, if they don't have any holes or anything, where they get any tools to work on them cars with. You can't work on a car without tools.
Well, maybe they have something to work on the car with. I see them working on them. They come to the shop and they stay there 2 or 3 weeks and you bring it home. Well, they got to work on it too, right on there. Now, Buddy's station wagon, he's been somewhere for about 2 or 3 weeks. So, he brought it home, him or somebody, brought it home yesterday evening. I see Samuel out there working on it this morning.
Well, he got to have more than a screwdriver to do it with.
Mm-hmm.
He got to have a lot of tools to work on a car.
Well, I don't see. I guess they do. Why they'd want so many old piece of cars? See, Samuel got one. Doss got one. Buddy got one. And when one ain't in the shop, the other day. Sometimes Doris ain't going, Sammy's ain't going here. The Buddy may have one of his going. And now he got to do all the hauling. He got to carry Doris to work. He got to take Samuel to work. He got to come back and take himself to work. Yeah. When if they had one or two, if they had one a piece or something like that, it wouldn't be so bad. Now Samuel, he got a car and a motorcycle. They both got to be worked on all the time. I tell them.
Just miss him from your mind for a while. Miss Daisy? All your friends now, that's what they all do. What spare time they have, they put it on that old machinery.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. And if they don't do it themselves, what spare money they got.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't afford to buy a whole.
They don't, they sure need one.
Yeah.
A hoe or tractor or something would help them to get them weeds and bushes and things down around their house. Well, now, they don't have a child home but Sam. And he sure ain't gonna do nothing there.
No.
They'll get J.R. to do it, or Willard to do it.
Who?
Ethel Lee's boy. She live over there on the road next to George.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I don't know her.
Mm-mm. You don't see her much.
No, just when I pass.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, how did she get over there?
How did she get over there?
Where did
she moved over there. She moved there from. I think she moved there from over here, where her daddy used to live. Well, you see, after he died, well then they moved. They moved over here.
Yeah. Who is it? Ethel Lee who?
Sanders.
Sanders?
That was Bully Sanders' daughter.
Oh. I see. Well, she's right there then between George and then Jake Brown's place.
Mm-hmm.
She got several children.
Hmm?
She got several children.
Yes, sir. I don't know. How many children she got? She got a heap of them.
Yeah.
She don't work.
No. She got to take
the
out the
government takes you.
Oh, the government.
Welfare.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If she got a bunch of children, she gets a big check.
Yeah.
So she don't work.
Well, now, who takes her to the grocery store, Miss Daisy?
James.
He takes, what's her name, Willie Mae?
Ethel Lee.
Ethel Lee.
Mm-hmm.
He takes Ethel Lee to the grocery too?
Mm-hmm. That's what I say. Now, I have to go. Bessie has to go. Ethel Lee have to go. Harry have to go. Well, look like he could care. Me and Ethel Lee and Bessie the same time. Since we have to bring our groceries back, you see. But all of them go different times. They don't want to go together. They don't think about expenses. They don't think nothing about your time.
Well, I don't think I don't think James makes much on that stamp program. It costs him money, Miss Daisy.
That's right.
No, sir, that takes the right smart doing, doesn't it?
That's right.
And take his time.
And take besides your time. You're spending your money.
Yeah, he could put in that time fishing, couldn't he? Well, sir, that old fireplace, you haven't had a fireplace since you was over there under that tree.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
You left the door of your stove open, and you can see the fire in it.
Yeah.
That's a little bit like a fireplace, isn't it?
Kind of like a fireplace.
That it don't smoke?
What? The stove?
Uh-huh.
If you leave that door open, it'll smoke.
Yeah.
You can't let that door be open.
Ben used to open it.
Yeah, he'd keep it open.
But you like that stove because you can cook on it.
Yes, ma'am.
You'd hate to do without it?
About the stove?
Yeah.
Yes, I hope nobody don't get hit.
Well, they're not likely to come in the house.
Well, you still got a trip ahead of you, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
That's not as long as it was.
No.
Oh, that'd be nice. And you're gonna have a long time down there. Leave here Wednesday, come back Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That ought to be a nice visit, Miss Tracy.
Well, I think I'll enjoy it if he gets nobody, me and my sister. See, all her children's grown, gone.
Yeah.
But they all live right there in Plant City.
Yeah.
All her children.
They're all inside of her.
That's right. But sometimes she don't see them in months. They on one side of town. She owned it up.
Yeah.
But now, her granddaughter, one of them, she works at the hospital. One works at the schoolhouse, I think. So she cares. I think she takes care of two of them's children, three of them's children. But the rest of them, they take care of their only children. Now, them girls' mother, she works. She won't take care of them. If she ain't working, she won't take care of
them. Yeah.
She never had nobody take care of her or us. Took care of them herself. She said she wouldn't have a job where she couldn't take care of two.
Why, Clay?
How about
that? Now that's taken up for yourself, Miss Daisy.
That's right. That's why I tell them, I said, well, she right. I said, I ain't never had nobody take care of my children. I didn't want nobody to take care of them. Said, I worked too. And their mother worked. But We took care of our own children.
Well, son, now...
now, I don't see myself letting nobody have my children. Especially, now, I let them go to the sisters on the weekend, but you come home. Now, David, he stays in Kirkwood, and here's his mother right here. But his sister is taken care of. Well, when he grow up, what right he have to care for his mother and see her as a mother? She ain't doing nothing to him. He come down here sometimes, spend the night, going back to Kirkwood. Well, I don't see that well. The young one grow up without you. When he get up, he's without you right on. And it ain't nothing you could say about it.
Yeah.
He ain't been with you enough for him to know. You is his mother.
Yeah.
Benjamin, he done adopted Calvin. She belonged to him.
He just taken her over.
Yeah. Take care of her.
Yeah.
Well, one thing about it, she got a good home.
Yeah.
All right. Benjamin gonna give her what she needs. And no more.
Yeah.
You see, he'll be the boss of what you get. Because he gonna buy.
Yeah.
They don't tell him what to do. He tell them what to do. So.
Now he's adopted her.
He adopted her. Oh. So she belonged to him. The same treatment his children get. Calvin get it too.
Yeah.
But you know, if she was mine, I'd be the one to give treatment, for she'd be him.
Miss Bessie wouldn't go along with some of that.
Mm-hmm. I told her the other day, I said, I told you. Walking around here, days you felt like it, days you didn't feel like it. But anyway, when Calvin come, her tray was fixed, plate sitting on it, glass there, knife, fork, spoon, everything on that tray. Food on the stove.
I'd like to hear what she told Benjamin when he was here.
Who that? Miss Bethel?
Yes.
She ain't said nothing. She said she'd give him a good talk.
Yes.
But he said nothing. I said, now, where is Cal? I said, I told you as soon as she got up where she could help you and do things for you, she's going to leave. I said, I ain't never seen it fail.
It never fails.
No, I ain't never seen it fail. Soon as they get where they can take care of themselves and help you some, they's gone.
Yes, sir. Well, she's had it happen to her, Miss Daisy. She ought to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, and that's all Bessie thinks about. I told Benjamin I want him to take care of Cal. I didn't want him to let her run around the ground. I want him to see that she go to school and be nice and make lots of friends. I said, you ain't said nothing. I said, so far as Benjamin, if she stay there, she gonna behave herself. I said, go Benjamin beat her just as quick
come,
as he
come
would.
Come on in, sit down.
And one of them.
Yeah, we'll visit a little bit. This is the boy. Nick, come on in here. Open the door. Faye, open the door. This chum, come on in.
Hello, how are you?
Doing pretty good. How are you all?
Charles.
This is Barbara.
Barbara.
Go ahead and have a seat a minute. Come on, we got
to leave at half past. Are you up and leave at half past? Yeah, we just sitting here talking a little bit. You're on your way?
Yeah. On the way home.
Yeah.
For the weekend.
For the weekend? It's not the weekend yet.
Well, you gotta get going.
What about that, Miss Daisy? What is today?
Say, what about who?
What is today?
Today's Thursday.
You call this a weekend?
Well, it's getting on in.
That's right. That's right.
What, he got to go somewhere on the weekend?
He got to go somewhere on the weekend. Yeah.
We can't keep him here any longer.
Now, I don't know just how long the weekend lasts. You reckon it lasts till next Thursday?
Huh? Last long as he wants to last. Now you have to ask him how long.
Miss Daisy needs a fireplace down there.
Oh.
How much trouble would it be to put her in a fireplace some weekend?
Well,
this weekend.
Well, depending on what kind of materials you have.
That's it. Just fireplace.
He just joking. He know I ain't got no money to build no
you
fireplace.
You gotta have brick.
Yeah. Bricks and blocks.
Blocks too?
No, you gotta have both.
Yeah.
Mortar, cement, sand, water.
Just a little masonry.
Yeah. Trowel or two.
Yeah. How far you gotta carry the chimney up?
Top of the house.
How about doing it like this?
Well. I don't know about that.
Save a lot of brick.
Yeah.
I'll let you borrow this one. Miss Daisy, tell them something hard. Let me see, Faye. Tell them about, they don't know anything. They don't never see anybody that knows anything.
Well, I don't see nobody know nothing now.
Tell them about that wash pot.
He can't do nothing about somebody.
You don't know. You don't know. He's the one that put up your banister railing back there.
I know it, and I ain't seen him since.
It ain't. He done it halfway, but is it still up?
What? The pot?
The railing.
Says it's halfway.
The railing, is it still up?
Oh, yeah, sir. I'm using it.
Loose, though, ain't it?
Not much.
Yeah. He can go back and tighten it.
So he can go back and tighten
it. Couldn't he?
Well, I guess I could tighten it still up then.
Yeah. Tell him what happened to your wife's wife.
Tell Nick what happened to your wash pot, Miss Daisy.
Somebody stole it.
Stole it?
Mm-hmm.